Coons, Biden can lead us to address our founding sin of white supremacy and slavery. By Trent Baker on September 21, 2020. Monday, Senator Chris Coons, DITA, continued his push to get 2020 Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden elected. Coons, in a CNN New Day interview discussing the death of Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, touted Biden as someone who can lead the United States into addressing its founding sin of white supremacy and slavery. Host Allison Camerota highlighted that Republicans are motivated to vote for President Donald Trump because they want a conservative replacement for Ginsburg. Well, that certainly has been a motivating factor for millions of American voters for decades, Coons replied. But my hope, my faith is that there are millions more who see this moment for what it is. A moment of deep division in our country, where Donald Trump personally has accelerated that division. A moment where his failed leadership on responding to the pandemic has cost 200,000 American lives. And for those faith voters, who are motivated by a concern about justice and a sense of respect for faith, I think they should look to Joe Biden, how he's lived his life, his character, and his conduct, and compare that to President Trump. And recognize that whether it's welcoming the stranger and the foreigner, their attitude towards immigration, whether it's how they support those at the margins through healthcare or support for seniors, how they protect creation through promoting clean air and clean water and fighting for addressing climate change, or in some ways, most importantly, how they treat others with respect and empathy, that Joe Biden is someone who sees clearly all of these issues through a lens that should engage and motivate them. Last, I'll just say this, Allison, he added. In a moment where the issue of racism and racial disparity is so clearly on the agenda in front of us, the United States has never addressed our founding sin of white supremacy and slavery. Joe Biden is someone who can lead us forward into that moment. Donald Trump decidedly is not. Follow Trent Baker on Twitter at Magnify Trent.